Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 811 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Good to have you with us on this Thursday. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. It comes out every Thursday, and we like to talk to her about what's in the paper today. Lisa, welcome back to the program.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you. I saw you yesterday in person. That was exciting.
I know. We were doing the Baptist tour together. That was great. And, you know,
yeah,
I mean, just,
that is a nice place.
I know I've been gushing a little bit over the thing today because it is pretty amazing. So, but, you know, anyway, it was pretty impressive stuff. How are the changes at Shoreline Park going? We had a couple of them. One is the pay to park has started, right?
The pay to park started September the 1st. So far, it seems to be going pretty smoothly, except for, you know, some people, of course, we're trying to educate people because they say, well, why can't I park there for free because I live in Gulf Breeze? Well, they do have a Gulf Breeze mailing address, but they may not live in the city limit.
Right.
And the city limits, people have a separate assessment for all of those amenities. And, you know, sometimes they can't even find a place to park because everyone and their brother wants to use Shoreline Park South.
Right.
So there have been some new rules. And not only is it something that is trying to keep people from, you know, abusing the privilege of using the boat launch, but a lot of people were, you know, putting RVs down there, or they were leaving their boats or their boat trailers just unattached for, you know, weeks on end. So, you know, hopefully that will take up, you know, that will alleviate some of that. But the pontoon rental people,
yeah,
they feel that they've been smugged. They are saying, you know, why are we being targeted? So, you know, we're just barely using it. We just come down there, launch our boat, and, you know, put our renters on there, and then we leave. We don't take up much of a footprint. Well, the city says, well, you know, actually you're running a business down there, and this is not really a business venture. You are, you know, this is something that is not, this is a recreational fishing,
right,
you know, at boat launch. Well, so, but on the other hand, people who operate commercial fishing, such as a, you know, like fishing boat that you would rent, they're allowed to go down there because they have a six-pack license, which, according to Sam Abel, the city manager, gives them, they have insurance, they register with the city, and they have to follow these other rules. So it's, you know, confusing for some of us who don't really know that much about the rules, but that is the way it's going to stay. So,
and yeah, you mentioned the thing about the confusion over the residency. As I recall, some of the didn't live in the city but lived in, you know, the mailing address city of Gulf Breeze, like down in Tiger Point Way, had shown up to the meeting to protest these rules, and like, we're city residents too, and they're like, actually, you know, you're not.
It is
so
confusing.
It is,
well,
confusing.
When you go to Gulf Breeze High School, you go to mailing address,
right,
Gulf Breeze,
right,
you have city Gulf Breeze City Water. It is confusing. I completely understand where they're coming from.
The Whisper Bay, we talked about this a little bit with Devan Cook earlier this week, but they are in the early phases of putting a gas station at the entrance on Highway 98, and the residents are not loving this, right?
They're not loving it. No, exactly. That's a good way to put it. They are upset because, you know, they don't want to have this turn lane, mainly. That's one reason, is they don't want to have a turn lane from the Whisper Bay Boulevard, which is the main road there. We already have one turn lane going into a doctor's office, and now they're going to have another exit, you know, off of this entrance, which is sort of a curved road and kind of hard to see.
Right.
But, of course, you know, the people who live adjacent to this property, they're not really excited about having a gas station, having those lights, and having other such stuff. But that's one of the issues we have covered so many times, that if your house abuts commercial property, you pretty much have to expect that it will be developed at one point. And
yeah,
what I don't understand is why we continue to have the same types of businesses go in over and over again, so that we've really got kind of a plethora of oil change places and storage units and things like that. But that's the way, you know, people can do whatever they want with their property.
Right. Yeah. And as that's what, you know, Commissioner Wright explained to the folks who were at the meeting is, you know, look, this is, we can't turn them down. They're well within their rights unless we change like the land development code and that. Santa Rosa County is going to demolish the club?
Well, we have asked, and the code enforcement people have said that the code enforcement has gone through the vast majority of the abatement process in relationship to this property, which used to be a sports entertainment complex for families. They had tennis, an Olympic swimming pool,
yeah,
and a fitness center.
Yeah.
They said that they're in a position to send this information to the procurement department and get them to advertise for the bid specifications to clean up, secure, and or demolish the property slash structure.
So it's a maybe at this point, but that is one of the options possibly. Okay. Wow.
Yes, that's right. And we have reached out to the owner, Craig Payette, and he doesn't want to talk to us. He's talked to us on Facebook. You know, he's answered other people on social media. But according to what he's told them, and I'm taking all of this, you know, from what he said to them, he is still trying to get some financing to get something done there.
Okay.
I think everyone would like to see something done there. For it to sit empty and become like a attractive nuisance is what they call it.
Yeah.
Is not fair to everyone. And so I think that everyone would like to see something go there. And if it can't happen, then they would like to see, they would like to see a torn down and something else give a shot.
Yeah.
There, so.
Well, I mean, it could always be more storage units. You never know how much better things can be. Lisa Newell is the
an oil change.
Yeah, that's right. And an oil change and a mattress store. Right. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She's got a good story about some parents doing a fundraiser for the Jumbotron at Gulf Breeze High. Looking, you know, the sports stories are always, local sports stories are always in the paper. And October Splash is coming. Lisa, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
You bet. Candy now has traffic.
All right, taking a look at traffic on the fives. The stalled car looks like it's been moved, and they had a slowdown westbound over Escambia Bay Bridge on I-10, and that was the only thing that I'm seeing that was slowing things down. If you have a traffic tip, though, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, when we get older, okay, we go through changes, and we might need a little bit of help. And if you have parents who are getting older and going through changes and needing a little bit of help, it depends on how much help they need. But if you're helping them with, you know, cooking, cleaning, driving them around, bathing, dressing, even maybe activities of daily living is what they call these, toileting and grooming and stuff like that. Maybe you've got somebody else helping them. Maybe it's you. Or maybe you just realize they seem to need more help, but you haven't done anything about it yet. This is why you want to talk to my friend John Horton, Assisted Living Locators. What he does is he helps families just like yours figure out the best way to maximize quality of living and independence for seniors who are kind of going through some of these changes, and then also find the right place. Because even if you decide that assisted living is the right choice, and it is for a lot of people, then where do you go? There's like 30 different ones. Well, he knows all of them, and he'll help you figure out what's the right one for your loved ones. That's the idea. Give him a call. His cell phone is 712-0887, or just look him up online at assistedlivinglocators.com.
There's nothing worse than being charged to spend your own money. That's why, at Penair Credit Union, our fee-free checking account has surcharge-free ATMs available from Pensacola to Pencil wherever. So wherever you go, you can bet there's a surcharge-free ATM waiting for you. Because, hey, we don't like fees any more than you do. So our checking has no monthly fees, no balance requirements, and thousands of surcharge-free ATMs nationwide. Penair Checking. It just fits better. Make the switch at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of their delicious southern sides. Backed by popular demand, every Thursday is Shrimp-tastic Thursday, featuring $5 off their popcorn shrimp dinner or all-you-can-eat popcorn shrimp dinner. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where southern and seafood meet.
Tomorrow morning at 10:30, join A-Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every part... and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Fox News Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You are not a man. You are a big fat joke.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am. You're just a woman with a small brain. With a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
You know, every time we go to these things, we go to help out. We want to help out. That's the first thing we do. We do have a lot of expertise here. We've done this before. We understand the minutia. We understand how to wade through the state logistics stuff. But every time we go, we learn as well. So that's our goal. Because, I mean, we do a hurricane exercise every year here in Escambia County. Every May, we do a hurricane exercise. We get our directors together, our outside agencies. But exercise can only get you so far. You get in the middle of the real thing, and you start seeing what has changed, because every situation is different, every storm is different, and God knows FEMA every time is going to change the rules of engagement on you every time. So you got to learn what the new rules of engagement are. So,
you know, I had never connected that dot quite that way before, and so I really appreciate Eric Gilmore, the Director of Public Safety in Escambia County. That was him talking on the Coffee with the Commissioner, Jeff Bergosh, yesterday. That when they went to help out in Lafette, that's how you say it, Lafette County, that they weren't just going to do a good deed. They were, and now they've said this, you know, we go to help them so that when our need comes, they'll help us. That's true. You know, you help buddies to move and then they help you, right? That's okay. That's one thing. And also we're just being good. We're good servants, right? We're helpful and we're going to go help because we can. But this was a whole different dimension that I had never, it's obvious once you think of it, okay? But I had never thought of it before, is by them helping out in these emergencies, that's how they become better at running emergencies when they happen to us. It's training. And it's training like you just can't get any other way. Because if you do exercises, well, they're exercises. But you do an actual event where you're managing it, like, you know, he and Travis Tompkins, our emergency manager, were doing, and you learn stuff and things go wrong in a way you don't expect. And then, you know, things get broken in a way you don't expect. And you solve problems and you keep skills sharp and you make them sharper. And so really, this isn't just doing a good service for Lafette County or cultivating goodwill, both of which are true. This is literally on-the-job training so that when we have an emergency, and it might not be a hurricane, it might not be a train derailment, it might be anything, the point is they are more prepared to do that, just like, you know, fighting fires makes you better at fighting fires, right? That's, I mean, I had never connected that before, but it makes perfect sense.
I had a very successful mission, in our opinion. Storm made landfall Wednesday. We were there, Travis was there Monday with Tim. I got there Tuesday and stood up with him, and storm made landfall Wednesday. And by Friday noon, we left the county, leaving them in recovery state. So, you know, we do the initial response, the pre-planning and everything before, then the initial response, search and rescue, road clearing, things of that nature. And then we get them on their backside to recovery. We had pods open for that small county within 24 hours of landfall.
Wow.
Which is unheard of. It's just phenomenal.
And we had talked to Eric early on in this stuff, and so he had told us that part, but just think about how fast that was compared to other areas around there.
Doing it so fast, you had Taylor County, Dixie County, Suwanee County, all the surrounding counties, and remind everybody, Lafette County is not a coastal county, so they did not deal with storm surge. So we had to just deal with the inland stuff, the trees down and things of that nature. Having a pod open in 24 hours, you can imagine all the other people from other counties coming to get those resources. So we were kind of like a central hub for the rest of the counties, which was great. So it helps everybody out. You know, we want to, nobody was turned away because they were not a Lafayette County citizen. Everybody who went to the pod got what they needed. I think we had around 1700 to 1800 cars go through that day. Wow. In about an 8-9 hour period. So it was pretty impressive. So we had a big nice pod set up and helped those people out.
One day in, 1,800 cars serving the surrounding communities as well. Well done, Travis Tompkins and Eric Gilmore. And I am so sorry. There's a guy who went from Santa Rosa County whose name I forget. I want to give him credit too, and I would name him if I could remember his name. But we have some rock stars in these two counties at dealing with emergencies. Don't take them for granted. They're amazing. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And we're watching an accident in Milton at Ward Basin Road and Overpass Road. It's a very, very slow north and southbound on Ward Basin. If you have traffic tips, text it in, 437-1620. This is brought to you by your local Staples store. They provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. So explore more at your local Staples store. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I love our listeners so much. I always know that if I say I don't know something, there's always going to be somebody texting me.
Yeah.
We have like ongoing executive producers all over the territory.
You have
it's
the
great.
Smartest listeners.
They do. Somebody texted me and said it was Tim Trowbridge from Santa Rosa County.
Oh, so great. Thanks. Hey, thank you.
You guys are the best.
You are.
If you've got a BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, you know, nice cars, expensive cars, imports that you pay extra to get, you might think you have to pay extra to go to the dealership and take the time it takes to get there, like if it's in Mobile. You don't. Okay, those cars, you can get them serviced at Bobby Likas Auto right here on Davis Highway. No problem. Easy. They work on those cars all the time. Same for your diesel engine. You might think that's a specialty item, but no, they take care of those. I mean, it is a specialty item, but they do take care of those. They work on those all the time. No problem. And same for any other car, your domestic cars, whatever. The website is carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. You know, you take your body to the doctor, you take your car to the clinic. To see it for the routine stuff, the preventative maintenance, the little things before they get to be big things so you don't have to have the big things. Like, that's the goal. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. 827 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I hand-fake Candy out. I told her we were taking a break, and there's no break to
Should
take.
Should I just start singing? Sarah.
We did like 7 years of the old structure for the show,
yeah.
And every once in a while, it's just so ingrained in me that I still,
we used to have a few breaks. Now we just have.
Instead, we'll go to David Wayne, waiting eagerly in the newsroom for me to figure out what our plan is.
President Biden is going to give a speech later today about the effects of a possible government shutdown. White House aides say he'll talk about the impact of possible budget cuts. The government funding would run out in less than 3 weeks. House Republicans demanding a spending cut of about $120 billion.
Well, all the unity, clear leadership, and failure to distract with things like the Biden impeachment means we're going to get this solved right away.
Absolutely.
Ahead of time even, right?
Absolutely. Probably before the speech at 2:25 Eastern today, right?
Right.
A group of Russian ransomware hackers is claiming responsibility for a cybersecurity breach that took down systems at Las Vegas properties owned by MGM Resorts recently. Social media post says the hacker gangs managed to do that with a phone call last weekend. And the U.S. has approved a $5 billion sale of F-35 fighter jets to South Korea. The State Department says it informed Congress on Wednesday that it gave the green light to the sale of 25 jets.
Oh, all right. Very good. David, thanks so much for the update. By the way, you were reporting earlier on the pending UAW strike.
Yes.
And I had not been following this story. I had seen the headline, but I hadn't, you know, read up on it. And you say 40% pay increase.
Yes, they're looking for a 40% pay increase.
Restoration of traditional pension structure, which yes. I don't think anybody gets anymore, maybe outside of government. And number three, they want to reduce the work week from 40 to 32 hours. So raise pay 40%, cut hours 20%, and get COLA increases every year thereafter.
Yes, that's what they're looking
Could
for.
Could be we're going to have a strike.
I would say so.
Good Lord.
I believe they've already denied a couple of counteroffers from some of the automakers. So, yeah, we'll see what happens midnight tonight.
I mean, that's outrageous. Like, those numbers to make... I guess it's the old, like, you know, ask for a car and be excited when they buy you a motorcycle. But good Lord, like, that's ridiculous. I couldn't believe it when you told me that those numbers earlier today. We have the frivolous segment coming up. David, what do you have coming up in your news, sir?
We have A man was arrested after a search warrant. We'll have more after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The United Auto Workers contract with the big three automakers runs out tonight. If there's no deal, the plan is to strike at some plants at first and then more and more if talks drag on.
UAW workers are threatening to walk the picket lines if the UAW's demands aren't met by midnight. UAW President Sean Fain has called previous offers from Ford, GM, and Stellantis insufficient.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, Ford CEO, says the unions presented no genuine counteroffer. President Biden at a fundraiser in Virginia says he's not focused on House Republicans' impeachment inquiry into his family finances, endorsed by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Florida House Republican Aaron Bean on Fox.
This is a great step by Kevin McCarthy to say, let's go and see where this evidence leads, and that's what we're going to do.
He says the committee chairs in charge of the inquiry are holding a closed-door meeting today. On Wall Street, stocks start the day higher. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31. News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 75 right now. Mostly cloudy skies here in Pensacola today. An Escambia County man has been arrested. Now, this is after a search warrant was served at a home on Ellen Hernandez Streets yesterday. 32-year-old Deontres Leverett was arrested on battery and criminal mischief charges. But the Escambia County Sheriff's Office also says during that search, they found marijuana, cocaine, a stolen firearm, and drug paraphernalia. And they do believe that more arrests will or are possible anyhow in this case. The longtime band director at Fort Walton Beach High School has passed away. Ernest Hebson died yesterday at 84 years old. He started leading the Fort Walton Beach High School band in 1969. Over the years, that program has had a lot of success, qualified for several state-level competitions. Many who spent time with Hebson have described his motto as, quote, excellence without exception. He retired back in 99, and he's also a member of the Florida Bandmasters Association Hall of Fame. He was inducted there in the early 2000s. A Pensacola woman being held on child neglect and aggravated child abuse charges. This is after deputies say they found her apartment to be in deplorable condition. 30-year-old Shiesta Knight was arrested Tuesday. She's being held without bond. And according to the arrest report, the sheriff's office received an anonymous tip that six children were being neglected. When they went to the apartment, they noticed a cockroach infestation, heavily soiled mattress, dirty diapers, and rotten food on the floor.
This is one of the worst ones that we've seen. When you read the description and watch the body camera from the deputies, you can see just how bad it is, and it just makes you feel for the children. You know, and the conditions that they've had to live in.
Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons there, and he says DCF officers have removed the children from that home. One of those kids had to be taken to the ICU and tested positive for having THC in his system. Construction's done. The move-in has started over at Baptist's new campus on Brent Lane, and they're all excited for it. CEO Mark Faulkner says next Saturday, September 23rd, the emergency room at their legacy location over on E Street, that'll close at 3 in the morning. The new ER will open at the Brent Lane location at that same time. And then starting a couple hours later, they'll be moving patients over to the new campus.
I think they're going to find that, we must have thought of everything, because it really was designed from the voices of our nurses and caregivers and physicians with the patients and the community in mind.
And Faulkner says that they couldn't be more excited to start that moving process and get moved into their new campus. Florida Surgeon General says the newly approved COVID boosters by the FDA do not have any evidence of benefit or human clinical trials. So the state of Florida is recommending that people under the age of 65 do not take those booster shots.
I know that it is something that may be surprising to people who are hearing the CDC and the FDA say something very different. But, you know, take a look at it. Take a look at the fact that we are straight with people about data and about what is known and unknown. And that will help you make the decision that is best for you.
Dr. Joe Latipo made that announcement yesterday. Florida is the first state in the country to make that recommendation against those shots. 8:35, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
It looks a little slow. Let me see. Ward Basin and Overpass Road in Milton, and it is blocked, or slow, I should say. Ward Basin is very, very slow, north and southbound, again, right near Overpass Road after a crash this morning. If you see an accident, 437-1620. You can text in, and informative, local, dependable, News Radio 92.3.
We are going to have a beautiful start to the day with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Highs stay near 90 degrees overnight tonight, dropping into the low 70s. As you go into your Friday, we will have this pattern continue. Slightly cooler for highs with highs near average near 89 degrees, 50% chance of rain. Temperatures overnight Friday dropping back into the low 70s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we have 75 in Pensacola, 75 also in Gulf Breeze, and a few degrees cooler, 72 in Milton.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend, while others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport, the sleek compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit FLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Your money now this morning. The market is actually opening up. The Dow is up more than 100 points today. It's up 156.74 at 34,732.27. The S&P 500 is up 23.26 at 44,90.70. NASDAQ is up 66.44 right now at 13,880.03. The 10-year bond rate down slightly at 4.24%. Gold prices are down 760 at $1,924.90. Silver prices down slightly as well at $2,275 this morning. And if you're a crypto investor, your Bitcoin's doing good. It's up $438.30 this morning at $2,660.72. President Biden giving a speech later today about the effects of a possible government shutdown. White House aides say he'll talk about the impact of federal budget cuts. Government funding will run out in less than 3 weeks. And that speech appears to be scheduled for about 1:30 this afternoon, give or take. Jobless claims going up in the U.S. The Department of Labor released its weekly report this morning and said unemployment insurance claims in the U.S. Were at about 220,000. That's a rise of 3,000 from last week. The Biden administration awarding more than $1 billion in grants to give Americans more access to trees and green spaces. The U.S. Forest Service announced that it will issue 385 grants for more trees in cities. The UAW preparing for a strike against Detroit's big three automakers could have big effects all across the country.
It will cause a shortage of cars. And so if somebody wants to buy a car, it's going to be more difficult to do that. It's going to lower spending. Consumer spending, as people tighten their belts.
And that's Judy Ansel from the Institute for Labor Studies. She's retired now, though. The UAW demanding a 40% increase in wages, 32-hour work week, return of traditional pensions, and cost of living increases. The union says no existing contracts with the automakers will be extended. The agreement has to be made by tonight, or strikes will begin. It's 8:40. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
I can't. I'm gonna need your help with this one, because this is a bit of a visual, but you can confirm, because you've seen that this morning when I opened up the orange, I opened up the orange that I had brought in.
Yes.
And I thought maybe that one end was a little bit squishy, which is not the best. But you open it up, and it was good and black on like one part of the orange. It was black, like mold black, like don't eat that part black. But the rest of it was nice, bright, vibrant orange.
Right. Not black. Black knot.
Black knot. This is the suit is black knot. Nice. Okay. Way to bring up the...
Can you tell I just watched Borat?
Did you?
Yeah. How's your wire?
All right.
High five.
So the question for the day is 437-1620. When you have a piece of fruit that is, let's just say, a mixture of qualities, it has some parts that are perfectly good and a part at least that is definitely don't eat that part, do you A, throw the whole thing out, or B, eat the good parts and cut off the bad parts, or eat around the bad parts or something like that? I suppose there's a C, which is you eat the bad parts, but don't talk to me if that's you. That's nasty. 437-1620.
Judgy.
Yeah, well, is that news?
No.
Come on. 437-1620. When you encounter a bad fruit, do you eat, do you throw it all out, or do you eat the, you know, the good parts and avoid the bad
bits? I'm pretty disgusting. Like, I'll eat cake out of the garbage, maybe, but I know.
Wow.
But if there's like a
piece
of...
We just transitioned into a whole new topic.
But I'm not saying that, but I have before, but and I've done it here too, but whatever. But no, if there's a piece of mold or black on the food, I throw it away. Like that orange, I wouldn't have eaten it.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm sure it's healthy. Like, I know it's healthy.
Yeah.
You know, but the same thing with cheese. I can't cut off where the mold is.
You can't cut the mold off
even
and eat the rest?
I, like, I love blue cheese, and I know that is mold and cheese. But yeah, if the cheese tastes weird, pass. And if it's got a mark on it, pass.
So like the loaf of French bread is starting...
pass.
The loaf of French bread is starting to turn...
God.
It's
bye-bye.
Got like three little bits of mold. You don't just pick those out and keep going?
No. They go to grizzin.com.
Okay.
Our possums.
Those are the actual names of their
big
possums.
Big head Wally and
437-1620, 437-1620. Sarah, who is sitting in and kind of learning the ropes, what do you think?
Yeah, okay. If it's like a fruit and it's like black or mushy or something, I feel like you can just cut it off. But like,
you can.
When you get to mold, I don't know if y'all ever took like biology or anything like that.
I have.
But the mold has spurs.
Yeah.
And it like goes further out.
That's true.
Than where you can see it. So like you can't just cut, you don't know where to cut.
What are you,
know?
My son? That's what my son's telling
you
me.
You just gotta.
Dad,
just
don't
gotta,
you know how mold works?
See, look at this smart
just
generation.
Look at
toss
that.
It. But if it's just like damaged, like it was dropped or something, it's a little brown, that's fine. You can just cut that off.
So let me tell you what I did with the orange. I cut it off and I ate the rest.
He did.
And
showed me a picture. It had black.
It had black. It was black. It was moldy on that one part. It was nasty. And the for the most part, it tasted great.
Hopefully you're in tomorrow.
There were a couple of parts that were
not.
A little less great, you know? and if I ate a bad part, well, I get immunity, right? 437-1620. That's how that works.
Yeah, totally.
Let's see. Somebody says here, the answer is no before you even ask the question. Like that. All right. This is a great comment, but I'm going to change it. Okay. Ready? Here's how I'm going to change it just a little bit. Black is the new orange. They put in orange is the new black. That's
funny. Oh, I see.
Cut the bad off and eat the rest. Absolutely. Eat the good parts. Yeah. I mean, the good parts were good, right? It's just fine. I don't buy fruit because I already know it's going to go bad. Okay, you don't do fruit. Garbage cake is definitely next week's topic. As they sent us a Jay Leno spitting out his coffee gift. I love that. Or maybe that was from before. Anyway, let's see. Don't waste your food. There are starving kids elsewhere that would love to have that. See, right. That's the thing. You know, this is like rich person problems, right? You've got so much food that you have it all. It's wasting away before you can get to it and it spoils, right? That's
no,
rich,
sure.
And,
yeah.
And that you feel
scrape
like.
Scrape off my plate and send it to them then.
Yeah,
I
no,
donate.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I still won't eat a mold.
If the bad parts aren't too big, I'll cut it off. When in doubt, throw it out.
Yes.
No doubt. I don't have any doubt.
He didn't.
No, see, that's the thing. There's no doubt for me.
Right. And so we're both fine.
Yeah. That's
like,
right.
You're fine. I'm fine. I mean, he might be sick tomorrow.
Option A, all the way, like candy. It's more mental for me.
Right.
Somebody here says 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. In most cases, the flavor of the whole fruit will be off. Can do, but I knew this wasn't going to be the case. And I did the old, like, try one and, oh, sweet. It's good. You know?
Sure.
But,
sure.
Like, on an apple, eat around the bad part. On a banana,
yeah.
Just eat around the bad part. And no big deal. No big deal.
Yeah, I've watched you do that for a year now.
Somebody
and
says,
and you're not sick. So.
A little penicillin occasionally isn't a bad thing. Yeah, it's not penicillin, but yeah, that's right. Give it to your coworkers.
Oh, there it is.
Hey,
not
you want some
you,
of these
Sarah.
Orange slices? Why are they cut in half? Oh, easier to eat. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Have you seen the, no, this is under a microscope. No, I'm not looking under a microscope. No, I don't need to do that. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I do. And as we take a look around, there's a few accidents to watch out for, but it doesn't look like roadblocks. Fairfield and Hollywood Avenue showing an accident this morning, but no roadblock there. 297A and Sandy Crest and Cantonment showing an accident. Brent and North Palafox showing an accident as well. And again, no roadblock there either. And Ward Basin Road and Overpass Road in Milton. Now, there is a crash, and it is very slow north and southbound on Ward Basin Road in Milton. If you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, I always talk about Christine Leavenworth, and I always say, and her team at Leavenworth Realty, but I don't really emphasize it, right? I really emphasize her and how amazing she is, and she is. I've known her a long time. She's fabulous. But it is a team. And she said, Andrew, you know, I want you to tell people about my team. You know, they're fantastic too. And this was a review posted at the Leavenworth Realty website by Nicole. It says, the best experience buying my first home. I'd use Caitlin again any day and recommend her to everyone. I was hesitant about buying, but this was the most stress-free process. She helped work out all the details. She knew I was set on a particular house and helped me go for it, checking in along the way to make sure I was okay. The biggest thing for me was when my dad flew in from Texas, and she helped him surprise me after not seeing him for almost 2 years. She treated us like friends and family, not like a client. I love that. And that it's just that do whatever is best. Not even like whatever it takes, but like whatever makes people feel loved, like whatever serves them and helps them and makes them have a quality experience. And so what I like to think of it is that, you know, Christina has surrounded herself with like-minded and like-hearted individuals, and it just shows. I mean, they're great. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. A couple more texts that had come in, 437-1620. The question of the day is, if you've got, in my case, it was an orange that on the inside, but there was part of it at the very end that was black, the rest was perfectly good orange. That tasted yummy. Do you throw it all out? Do you cut off the bad part? Bananas, apples, that kind of thing. Somebody here says, just yesterday I dined on the good parts of a tomato, even though most of it was questionably deadly.
Sure. Nice. It depends on how much I'm craving something.
It does.
Yeah,
you know, is that my last one?
I certainly ate eaten bad food.
Oh, I will tell you, the one that I don't usually play around with, though, is potatoes.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. I mean, if there's like one little spot, you can, you know, carve that part out. But the problem a lot of time with a potato is that if there's a part that's bad enough that you got to get rid of it, probably the rest of the potato has gone too.
Right.
And potatoes you'll notice
like
it when you taste it.
Yeah.
And you're like, so I understand that. Let's see. When I was a kid, the healthy cereal my parents bought would go bad. And for some reason, the ants loved the expired cereal. Oh, I can't read that on the air. I would still eat it, ants and all. Oh, this is turned.
No,
this
conversation. I've been that hungry before. Like you've never.
You ate ants?
I haven't eaten ants, but if I had stuff in the cereal, well, we've all been to college. That's what I'm talking about. What? Oh, don't give me that face. Yeah, because we were all Rockefeller and rolling in money.
Nothing
in
moving in the food. No
they
motion in the
it
food.
Out. Just don't
see,
eat it. Just,
see,
sorry,
I'll shake out a
dinner.
Cereal, but I won't eat a black orange. So, you know, I can't imagine why I have health issues today.
So squirmies, yes.
Garbage cake, mold, yes.
Garbage cake, yes. But mold and brown spots, no. I can't make that all work, but okay, I'm learning more about you all the time. With the things people are eating these days, a little moldy fruit is the least of your worries.
Isn't that true?
That's so true. Oh my goodness. I will say though, to give Sarah some credit, she's right about this, because you ever get the top of the sour cream is definitely changed texture at least, and might have started to grow. And what you think is, I'll just scrape that top off, and it's sour cream. How bad can it be underneath? Let me tell you, bad sour cream is really bad.
Speaking from experience.
That is a flavor you don't get out of your mouth for a long time. I'm Andrew McKay.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Joey, do you like movies about gladiators?
Take it off, take it in, take off all the thoughts of what we've been, take a look. Hesitate, take a picture you could never recreate. Write a song, make a note.
Once we acquire this property, from what I'm being told, they can consummate that design. And I fully suspect that by fall of this year, you'll see us hopefully getting to the point that we can go out for construction bids. And finally, as I like to say, start seeing those orange barrels go up on Woodbine to help with that commute. It'll not only help with time, but also safety. And you'll see an item later where Pace Water System is gearing up, trying to make some infrastructure upgrades prior to that construction. But seriously, from the bottom of my heart, it's taken 7 years to get to this point. But I tell people, when we're dealing with a, you know, what could be ultimately a $40+ million infrastructure project, we didn't get here overnight. It took 20+ years of building up. But, you know, we are trying to fix it.
Sam Parker, County Commissioner, District 1 in Santa Rosa County, talking at the committee meeting on Monday about one of the things that we talked about with Devan Cook, and our news department has been reporting on, that one of the items on today's agenda for the Santa Rosa County Commission is the acquisition of the last piece of the puzzle land-wise in order to make it possible to start to think about expanding Woodbine Road and, you know, putting some extra lanes in and alleviating some of the capacity concerns. And this is a big deal. 7 years or 20 years in the making, depending on who you ask, $40 million. And great. Now, of course, the flip side of that is, you know, when will it be done? Well, 2040. I mean, you know, it's always that way. I was just talking to Wes Moreno off the air before he came on the show earlier today, and I was like, man, I get so excited about these roads projects, and then I'm like Pine Forest, you know, that they're thinking that they're in design now, and Chris Phillips yesterday on the Coffee with the Commissioner, Jeff Bergosh, says they're in design now, and they're thinking that total completion is going to be, you know, pretty soon, like 2025. I mean, he didn't say pretty soon, but, you know, that's 2 years. Oh, we've been trying to get this done for forever. But the funny thing about, like, road construction, and that's like the diverging diamond, and I think that includes the roundabout at 297A or whatever. But anyway, what happens is we complain about the road that it doesn't work right. for a long time. And then we argue about how we're going to get the funding for this thing. And then when it actually gets to be funded, then they go into construction. And then construction seems to take forever, and which makes it worse, right? It's worse for a while. And that seems to last, you know, years or just never ending. And then they finally finish the construction. And assuming that it's right, you know, pretty dookie roundabout aside, assuming that it's right, then you're like, oh, good. All right. So you spend years angry. And then when it's done, you're like, it's always been that way. I don't remember anything else. What's the big deal? You know, there's like so little positive when the roads get fixed somehow. Like, you know, how many times do you catch yourself thinking, man, this Avalon sure is great. You know, and how
It's like dining at a restaurant. You never think to go, man, you guys are really, really great. And write that comment unless you.
Yeah. Unless you've worked
I got a black
so
orange.
Right.
Yeah. Give me that garbage cake.
4, 3, 7, 16, 20. So I think sometimes people who work in those fields have a little bit more realistic sense of the time frames involved. Whereas somebody like me, I'm like, fix it now. What's the problem?
Of course.
Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It looks like the accident in Milton at Ward Basin and Overpass is cleared up. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Oh, speaking of construction stuff, Chris Phillips also mentioned yesterday that the light at Ashland on 9 Mile is coming.
Next on the list is the Ashland Avenue 9 Mile Road signal. That's at the very north end of District 1. DOT has their signal design complete, and we are going to be responsible for adding turn lanes to Ashland, both on the north and the south side, to hopefully speed that cycle length of the proposed signal along. DOT is not going to wait on us for the turn lanes. They're going to install the signal. And it for the time being, it will be a situation where the south will get to go first, and then the north will get to go first, and then 9 Mile Road will have their way to go.
Great. I mean, for anybody who lives in that area, you know that's just a nightmare getting out of there, especially in the mornings and 9 Mile traffic being what it is. So a light there is good. And also, it didn't qualify before, I guess. Like, there wasn't enough traffic through there previously to qualify, but now there's an assisted living facility and some apartments that have gone in back on the, I think that's on the, well, the ALF is on the south side, if I remember, and I think the apartments must be north side. Anyway, so now it qualifies. It puts enough traffic through that intersection that they're going to put a light in. So, hallelujah moment for a lot of you who live in that vicinity. So, 8:57 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm going to mention something that this is just because we're in the roads vicinity. We're kind of talking about this back behind. What is it now? It used to be Woodham, and now it's West Florida High School.
Right.
Back in behind there, there's a subdivision where the homes are only about 7 or 8 years old, 2015 builds, and they're a little small and they're a little bit close together, but they are homes. And because of the interchange at US 29 and I-10, that reconfiguration combined with the widening of I-10, they had to get rid of a couple of the houses back on, I think it's Creekside, all the way at the back on the cul-de-sac. And I went and drove by there yesterday to see, they're gone. These homes that are like 7 years old, they just tore them down. They're just totally gone. And so also there's going to be, I assume there's going to be wall, you know, so people are now going to find themselves living up against the wall of I-10. Like, there's other places that have that too, but it's
right,
not
like
the
North
best.
Point. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the best. It's not the most visually appealing, but there it is. So that project is kind of on its way. That's the reason that the concrete crushers Delta had to relocate is reconfiguring the US 29 and I-10 intersection. Not making it good, but making it less awful is how the outcome is going to be. All right, time for future news. We're obviously going to be running out of time. What was the one we were talking about before? I didn't even write down my list. I'm so ill-prepared for this. Is the Brightline rail, that's kind of made the news the last couple days, the Brightline rail thing going to be a big change for high-speed rail traffic in South Florida? Is it going to work?
Yes.
They think it's this big transformation. I'm not as optimistic as they are. I'll just put it that way. I'm not sure. And will Pine Forest 2 years be done?
Yes.
I'll say yeah. Let's be optimistic.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP.